Today is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. As we talked about last Sunday, the days after Pentecost vary. And so we will take our epistle and gospel from the 6th Sunday after Epiphany, which is St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 2 through 10. Brethren, we give thanks to God always for you all, continually making a remembrance of you in our prayers, being mindful before God and our Father of your work of faith and labor, in charity, and your enduring hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, brethren, beloved of God, how you were chosen, for our gospel was not delivered to you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much fullness, as indeed you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great tribulation, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became a pattern to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has been spread abroad, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we need say nothing further. For they themselves report concerning us how we entered among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await from heaven Jesus his Son, whom he has raised from the dead, who has delivered us from the wrath to come. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. At that time Jesus spoke this parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. This indeed is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it grows up, it is larger than any herb, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and buried in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and without parables he did not speak to them, that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it's the second Sunday. There has been given to us a parable, and we are talking about seeds. Last Sunday, we had good seed and weeds, and they were both planted. The good seed was planted by God, and then you had the weed. And when the servants came to the landowner, said, "Didn't you sow good seed?" He says, "An enemy has done this." He goes, "Shall we take it up?" He says, "No, let it grow, both grow together. And then at harvest time, we will cut them down and separate the good seed from the weeds. The good plants will be placed into the barn, but the weeds will be burnt." Today, we talk about, we are given for our consideration, our Lord's talking about the kingdom of heaven and compares it to a grain of mustard seed, a small seed. It says in Scripture here, the smallest of all the seeds. And this was a terminology that was used back then when it was for something that was small. It doesn't mean that it was the smallest. Christ talks about the mustard seed in another place. Says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you'll be able to move mountains. And here our Lord is comparing the kingdom of heaven as like a mustard seed. Now the kingdom of heaven here, we're talking about, it can be understood in 2 different ways. You have the kingdom of heaven, the church, which begins very small. Very few faithful at the foot of the cross. And it has grown worldwide. Or we have the individual mustard seed, the grace given to the individual. A weak, feeble creature with a fallen human nature. But when grace is given, if the grace is accepted and is allowed to grow within, the man becomes perfected and becomes what we call holy. And this is the meaning of the parable, and the meaning of the parable to us we should take. You see, sufficient grace is given to everybody to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But to some, the good Lord gives more, and to others less, and that is in the good Lord's prerogative. There have been some who have been given a tremendous amount of grace, and they've rejected it all. We can point to a few figures. Let's point to Judas. He walked with our Lord. He talked with our Lord. He saw the miracles. Our Lord picked him to be one of his first bishops of his church. And Peter betrayed our Lord. Or Judas betrayed our Lord and ended up at the end of a rope. And he was given an amazing amount of grace. You have some that were given only one grace, a specific grace, perhaps. Let us compare the good thief and the bad thief. They both were given the same amount of grace. They had lived a life of crime, and one turned towards God, and one did not. One turned towards Christ and said a prayer, and one did not. You have been given grace in the time that you have. Let's talk about time for a moment. Holy Mother, the Church wants us to focus on time when we come to the end of this ecclesiastical year. The time is coming to an end. We're going to begin the next liturgical year in Advent. Time runs out. Each of us has a certain amount of time in this life. It's not a scary idea. It's fact. The earth has a certain amount of time, and the time as we have it now will be over. Holy Mother of the Church wants to draw our attention to this and for us to become serious about it, so that we can make good use of the time given to us, so that we will not reject grace but receive grace and be fruitful with the grace that we have been given. But this takes a certain type of soul. And that certain type of soul is one who must be willing to do God's will. God's will. A concept that's being lost in this day and age. Because, more than not, people want to do their own will. And what I feel and what I think and popularity and political correctness and a bunch of garbage where it concerns the spiritual life. And if we play this game, we'll lose. We'll lose our opportunity. And perhaps we will lose our soul, because it's not about what people say is right and people say is wrong. It's about what God says is right and what God says is wrong. Here's a good way for us to look at it. But only the humble man will be able to do this. As I stand right now and God looks at me, how does he see me? Am I a good child of his? Have I obeyed his commandments? Have I tried to do his will? Am I wanting to do his will? No matter what it is, am I willing to take up my cross and to follow him? Or has my life been a litany of non-serviums? I will not serve. St. Paul tells us in today's epistle, Christ, he awaits for us in heaven. He has given us an opportunity. He has delivered us from the wrath to come. That opportunity that we're speaking of is now. We can go and lick our wounds and say, oh, poor me, yes, okay, maybe I sinned. I don't want to hear this sermon because it's offensive to my soul or offensive to myself, and I have to change. Or maybe this is exactly the sermon you need to hear because this is your last chance. And the good Lord's tapping on the shoulder and saying, time is running out. The gift I have given, or the gifts that I have given, will no longer be given. Now is the acceptable time. Now we have an opportunity, because we know for a fact that one day we will stand before God as our judge. Christ our Lord will be the judge of the living and the dead. We say it in our creeds. We are reminded of it at Mass. We read it in the Scripture. Christ himself has told us. He told the high priest, when the high priest was accusing him that this is going to, you will see the Son of Man coming upon the cloud. He will come to judge. But the opportunity we have now is not one that exists in fear, but one is an opportunity of love. We have an opportunity now to befriend our judge, to be good disciples of Christ. He holds out his hand to us and offers us his friendship. Why do you think you have an opportunity to receive our Lord in Holy Communion today? Or go to him through the instrumentation of the priests and have your sins forgiven? Yeah, what's the priest going to think? Who cares what the priest thinks? Care what God thinks. Let us examine ourselves. Let us make sure that we're making good use of the time that has been given to us and the grace that is offered to us and the hand of friendship which extends to us. Remember our motto for this year? Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. The greatest treasure you can have is the love that you have for the good Lord. And remember what he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. But that's a choice. That's why God gave us a free will. We must choose his way or the other way. What will be your choice? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.